This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
This part of the show is brought to you by Spot Hero. Greg Proops is coming up in about an hour. He's at the Punchline tonight through Saturday, and he's going to come hang out for a little while. And
I love him.
Beat us down with his massive intellect.
I told you guys the other day I was watching on YouTube. Unfortunately, he was only in the background of the clip I was watching. But that Whose Line Is It Anyway show that he was a star of was excellent. And
so
if you
good.
Look back at YouTube, you could spend...
That's a hole you can fall into.
Yeah, you could spend a lot of time watching the comedic genius that was that show. They were great.
Well, Greg is coming up at 8 o'clock. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. All right, here's your celebrity trash. You've probably heard by now that John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The first I heard of some of the trouble that he was having was last week they were saying we can't do the vote on health care because John McCain is getting something removed from his eye. Like he was going in for an eye surgery.
Right.
And I guess when he was in there, they found that he has this. It's called glioblastoma. And it's interesting. This is the same thing that Ted Kennedy had. This is the same thing that Joe Biden's kid died of 2 years ago.
Oh.
Same kind of cancer. So he had
is it an eye cancer or a brain cancer?
It's a
then?
Brain cancer.
Okay.
It's a brain. I guess apparently it is a tumor. I saw some breakdown of it here. But anyway, a month or I don't know when the Comey hearings were, but 2 months ago when James Comey was up there again, and there were some questions like it was kind of a what when John McCain was trying to ask questions. Sounded super confused. He was sort of bumbling through non-questions. Oh. Were you able to find a little bit of that?
I mean, it's slow though. I mean, he talks very slow. That's the main thing here.
No, forget the Comey part. I just
want to
hear
Comey.
Yeah, well, he's trying to prove a point here.
I was kind of looking for the...
It's in there. I left Comey in because he didn't seem like he was responding to Comey's answers at all. Like he
right.
wasn't.
But at one point he calls him President Comey.
That's coming up. Like
So he's having trouble. Okay.
Yeah. So he's having, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that he was having trouble. In fact, didn't McConnell jump in at one point and be like, okay, we're going to go ahead and let's take a break kind of thing. Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer. This was after undergoing surgery last Friday to remove a blood clot from above his eye. His office says he's in good spirits, confident that any future treatment will be effective. You know what? I'm not seeing his age here. I believe he's 80.
He's 80.
Yeah, he's up there.
So the type of cancer is glioblastoma. That's what Ted Kennedy and Joe Biden's son Beau had. No word on how they treat it. McCain's doctors say his underlying health is excellent, so that, you know, he's actually a good candidate for treatment.
All right.
He's a three-time survivor of melanoma. President Trump issued a statement saying, Senator John McCain has always been a fighter. Melania and I send our thoughts and prayers to Senator McCain, Cindy, and their entire family. Get well soon. And Sarah Palin, who was his former running mate, as you might remember, said, John McCain is one tough fighter. We know he'll face his diagnosis with courage and strength. Rosie O'Donnell got the internet outrage machine revved up.
All right.
She tweeted a link to an online game called Push Trump Off a Cliff Again. And you click on an arrow and you can make Trump walk, you know, a little avatar of Trump walk his way into off a cliff, into a volcano, into a manhole, into the jaws of a T-Rex. Fun. And it restarted the whole debate over whether or not these types of things advocate or encourage violence. And they say it's like the Kathy Griffin photo or the memes of Trump beating up CNN. Have you seen that where they took the Wrestling Federation footage, puts a CNN logo over the face of whoever it was he was beating on? You know, people are outraged when it's their guy who's the brunt of anything. I'm sure we'd be just as outraged if someone did this. It's just, you know what? Don't do this stuff. I think that Rosie O'Donnell is certainly smart enough to know that it's not going to, no good is going to come of it.
But perhaps she's trying to stay relevant.
Okay. You know what? You're right. That could be it. Most people know Randy Newman. Next story. Moving on.
Okay.
Randy Newman is the guy who writes a lot of the music for Pixar, all the Toy Story stuff. You got a friend.
You know,
yes.
I have tried because Christina.
Your girlfriend.
Right. She's got just a ridiculous background in music that I have tried to expand her music knowledge.
Like by ridiculous background, really no background.
Well, I mean, Stevie B. It starts with high energy Stevie B music and segues quickly into Mary J. Blige, the end. So I've tried to, you know, show her Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and here's some, and Mastodon, other stuff, right? Just
broaden her range.
So the Randy Newman thing comes up, and, you know, of course she's like, oh, Mr. Music Guy probably knows all about this guy. You know what I know about him? I Love L.A. is the only song I remember him having done.
Oh, I don't know that song.
What?
How does it go?
I love L.A.
Yeah. That's Randy Newman's, like, sort of attempt at pop music, and then he somehow just segued from there, in my knowledge anyway.
I don't think I know that song.
I remember him from, I was looking him up, Short People. Is where I first
heard. That's the only song I know from him other than the Pixar songs. This is I Love L.A.?
Yeah.
Maybe it was big on the West Coast because of
L.A.? I think
LA.
It was big on MTV.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
I think that's where I know it from.
Let me hear the hook. I don't think so.
Okay, well,
and
I know.
Are those like football players or isn't that a team of some kind? We love it. Like,
I don't remember. I don't even remember the video. I just.
Like in a convertible or some, these palm trees.
It's a video. It was a big MTV video. But that's so she says, you know, what is that guy's deal? And I went, you know, I only know him from that one video. And now
Pixar.
You're right. Short people. And then he ducks into Pixar and has been quietly cranking out these
soundtracks.
Yeah, excellent songs.
For 20 years?
Or more. You know, he still puts out his own albums, though. It's just that nobody plays them on the radio, I guess.
Right. Well, they're...
He put out a record. He wrote a song about President Trump and how he has a small wiener.
Oh.
But he left it off his latest album because he said, I didn't want to add to the problem of how ugly the conversation we're all having is.
Good.
So there's a guy who looked at it and went, you know what? I'm not going to promote the game where you push Trump off the cliff.
Good for him.
Yes. Do you know that right now we have two storms that are named Donald and Hillary?
No.
You know,
I didn't know that.
These are pre...
Storm watch,
everyone. There is a tropical storm Dawn right now in the Atlantic. And in the Pacific, tropical storm Hillary is developing.
Huh.
And it's 1L, so it's not spelled the same way. But they pre-pick these names from a list of names. I think they're alphabetical, too, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
They are.
And so there you go. It's, believe it or not, purely coincidental.
I don't believe it, but okay.
I'm going to choose to believe it. I just can't. Yeah,
no, weather nerds went, oh, my God, we have a perfect opportunity to get a little run.
We'll take the Dawn for the D and the H for the Hillary.
Yep.
Any interest at all in the Candy Crush television show?
No. I mean, I think that kid, the host, what's
Mario
that kid's,
Lopez.
He's nice enough.
Mm.
Seems to do a fine little TV hosting job. I don't got anything against him. I don't
mind TV game shows. I certainly love Jeopardy and
so
Wheel of Fortune.
So many of them are back now.
Right?
I mean, heck, the Gong Show's on tonight.
It's got an...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be watching Big Brother.
It's got a really interesting set.
Yeah.
So I might want to see it just to see how, because they've got a really lit up floor and also a wall that they have to, you know, actually...
climb up, I guess.
But no, I have no interest.
Yeah, I really did feel like, boy, that feels like they're just capitalizing on...
Well, it's the biggest game of all time.
Apparently it is. And people are still playing it. I have never touched it. I'm afraid to.
You...
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
No, Bejeweled no. Blitz was the one that we couldn't get her off
And I
of.
Had to pull off... And I just know myself to, like, I don't play those, you know, the quick restart games.
Candy Crush would have...
Ruined me.
Yeah.
I'd be playing it while driving.
Yep.
I don't need it. Oh, that game was so fun. I was kick ass at it, too.
Excellent.
What are you trying to... Like, awaken the little inner.
Yeah, she's put the Bejeweled Blitz tiger to sleep.
I have.
Well, it's leave been taken it over be, by Bryn. Pokemon. That's the thing.
Yeah, but the thing about Pokemon is you got to actually get up and leave the house to have any real enjoyment out of that. I mean, there is some monster management. You do have to. You have to manage your Pokemonsters. So Candy Crush debuted on CBS.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Possibly Sunday night. I was seeing promos for it during a Big Brother. It's not doing well, they say. They're saying, you know, the show's pretty, it's elaborate and colorful, but it doesn't look like it's going to catch on. Like, not that many people watch it.
Well, I wonder if they're, I don't know what the demographics of game shows are, but I wonder if they're, here's one game, they're sort of, they're, a lot of younger people playing it, right. But they're not watching the game show version.
And
of it.
Wouldn't you think that if you were a Candy Crush addict, that you'd start to watch that and go, "Oh, you know what I could do right now?
Play my own.
I could play my own Candy Crush game."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the demographics.
Maybe
of all
they
that.
Could do some kind of interactive thing,
right?
Maybe
where
they
you're
are
participating. Yeah,
the, yeah,
like, what
know.
Do we know?
Right.
That would actually make more sense. So they're going to do a Words with Friends game. Mm. Based on the non-success, I guess, of the Candy Crush.
Oh, so they're already getting ready to...
Well, it just didn't have the debut they were hoping for, and so the expectations now are not high for Candy Crush, but they're talking about doing Words with Friends, which is basically Scrabble. I mean, that is what it is. So it's unclear exactly how it would work as a game show. It could just be two people playing with a giant screen where everyone can see their playing board, and... Scrabble was an actual game show from 84 to 90. So, and I guess they said it was set up more like a crossword where rather than having to come up with your own words and figure out where to place them to get the most points, I think it was more like a crossword. There were things you had to fill in and maybe they would make letters available to you. I don't remember it.
I guess the maybe the Candy Crush thing is since you can't sort of follow... Like Jeopardy, you try to answer the questions.
Right. That's the fun of it.
And even the, what's the one before it? Wheel of Fortune. You try to guess with the clues what's there.
Right.
So I guess maybe Candy Crush doesn't allow you that that participate. Remember that we used to do the trivia at the end of our show every day?
Sure. People love to
answer.
People
wrote in because they loved to try and answer the questions. Mm-hmm. It's part of the fun.
Right.
You're watching or following along, but you're also like, I knew that. Vinny's right. So dumb. What a dummy.
No, that's exactly it. And I just to judge how you would do if you were on that show, you know,
right.
Playing Jeopardy. And but if there's no like guessing how the outcome is going to be or audience at home saying, oh, I can see how to figure that out.
Right.
Then I don't know how
so
they could expect
So Words with
it
Friends might be okay
because
there's
be.
Another opportunity for you to sort of follow. Right. Get into it.
So they're developing it. I don't have an attached network here yet, so I don't know when that might premiere. But anyway, they're saying all your favorite games on your phone are now going to be on your TV. American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Oh, really?
I have.
Mm. I've watched a few. I have not watched all the seasons. They're each their own story, apparently. Which ones did you watch?
I probably watched the first three seasons. I watched most of the Gaga season.
So she did two seasons, apparently. Did you watch the hotel one?
The hotel one.
Okay, because she apparently came back and did another season. Because they do that. They'll have, even though it's a totally different story, everyone plays different characters, it's the same people who are coming back and reprising
right.
their
it's
roles.
Interesting, too, because some of the characters you don't right away recognize.
Right.
And then you go, oh, that's a guy.
Yeah. Ah. I watched the one where Sarah Paulson's character was a two-headed lady from the carnival. circus one.
No, I didn't even see that one.
Oh, that's a good one. Hooman jumped off that one, though, because the clown was holding these kids captive, and he was
Well, I mean, you know, the couple's having a picnic. A clown comes out of nowhere and just, you know, stabs the boyfriend to death right in front of her. I'm like, it's not for me.
It's not?
Well, it's, you know,
hell no. Hell no, it's not for me.
Yeah. Well, we were watching, we loved that one show with Eva Green. What was the name of that? Where all of a sudden,
Pennywise or something.
There was a child abduction, and he—that was the end for him.
That's not true. It was not just a child abduction. It was a baby sacrifice, where they put this baby on this like platform, and they cut out its heart.
Oh God!
And they put it like, don't like soften it, Sarah. Be honest for once.
I just was amazed that that was the line for you. That's all.
That's not. That's a line for a lot of people. Well, a baby sacrifice.
Sure. I mean, listen. I didn't go back and watch it afterward, but that was. I was surprised that you didn't feel that way about Game of Thrones, because then, you know, the White Walkers took the baby.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
so much violence in that.
There is, but nothing compared to the other one. And you know what? Game of Thrones, like...
They can do anything.
Just, no, it's just so much, like, fantasy, and there's a realism to those other ones that just, you know, it felt too wrong. I don't know. I didn't see... And everything in Game of Thrones is just, you know... It's just, I feel like it's mostly playful more than anything else.
Hmm.
I know people are going to start writing in about the, you know,
Red
the kid being the burned murders. At the stake.
Right. That seemed very unplayful.
That did.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though. There's like a fantasy element there that's, I mean, I guess they had that in the Eva Green one. The hell was the name of that one again?
Penny something.
Penny.
Anyway, the last season.
Penny Dreadful.
Oh, yeah. The one with Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that one, and that one was really good.
So Lena Dunham is going to come on and be on the show now that she's done with Girls. I guess she's friends with the show's creator, Ryan Murphy, co-creator.
Okay.
And she is going to, he announced it last night on Twitter, said, thrilled that my talented friend Lena Dunham is joining the American Horror Story family. Always wanted to work together, and now we are.
Is he the guy from Glee?
I think so. That sounds right. So I don't have any details about her role, and that's not too surprising. They keep those stories pretty much under wraps. But he has said that American Horror Story Season 7 will be inspired by the 2016 presidential election.
No.
Which was a little bit of an American Horror Story.
You're not getting enough of that already.
Right.
I mean, you're not currently living that. Let's sure. watch an hour a week. TV show on that.
Sure.
And then we'll put on Colbert, who can't stop talking about it.
Guy's a genius.
Then I'll open up my internet and, oh my goodness, more stories.
Oh, yay. Look on Facebook. Everyone's sharing stories. And fun. You know, I heard this morning on some news feed about the creators of Game of Thrones have decided to do another, they're going to do another show called Confederate.
Oh, right. I've
Did
heard,
you hear it?
Yeah.
This sounds terribly controversial.
The headline I read was that something about slavery is not going to go over.
It sounds like I just went, oh my God, it's a terrible. So apparently in this version of the Civil War, the South wins, the Confederates win. And I believe it's, you know, so black people stay slaves. And they show how that's, and I think it's set present day. So, like, here's how it's all going.
Oh, I didn't know that was the premise.
Well, and I heard a little blurb on it. So, but that was what I took from it, was that the, you know, slavery stays. And it's here's where we're at with it. Which seems like such a dicey thing to be doing a show on. Ugh. But anyway, so that's the creators of Game of Thrones. That's supposedly going to be their next
I'm going to post the article on that show on the Sarah and Vinny
Confederate
Facebook page. Yeah. All right. I just read it. It's really interesting.
Does it have a quick summation of the premise there?
It does, yeah. So it says, with the end of Game of Thrones, they've set their sights on their next project. It chronicles the events leading to the Third American Civil War. It takes place in an alternate timeline where the Southern states have successfully seceded from the Union, giving rise to a nation where slavery remains legal and has evolved into a modern institution.
And now we're talking about the Third Civil War?
That's correct. Freedom fighters, slave hunters, politicians, abolitionists, journalists, they're all kind of weaved into this.
Wow. Well, there's that. Congratulations to Stevie Wonder and Tamika Robin Bracey. They are married.
Wait.
He just who? Had this chick, Tamika. Stevie Wonder just married another
oh,
lady.
Oh, Stevie Wonder. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's Stevie Wonder's...
She just had his ninth kid. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I
didn't
remember that.
He has seven kids with other women, but he's got two kids with this lady, and I believe she's 42. And
how old's he?
Oh, God, he's got to be in his
70s.
Yeah.
Oh, 67?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's. I guess he was just a little boy when he broke, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got married at the Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles, and here's a picture of the two of them. They have two kids together. One of them is just a baby. So congratulations. Oh, and Hooman, I thought you might want to know.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Forrest. Mm. Forrest Whitaker is going to be joining Empire Season 4.
Oh, I've never watched that. How is it? Anyone watch that?
I haven't watched it either.
All right.
I know some of the characters from it, you know, Cookie.
Yeah.
Because they're everywhere. But I feel like that's a show I'll binge watch at some point. But anyway, he's going to be some kind of recurring guest character, and so Forrest Whitaker is going to join.
How is Forrest these days, Hooman?
You know, he never got back to me after I interviewed him for a movie that nobody saw except me.
He's saying your friendship never really took off, or?
Well, when I saw him at Sundance, he just didn't give me the time of day, unfortunately.
That's too bad.
Wow, listen to all that reverb. He's going to be in the new Black Panther movie. The Marvel movie.
You gonna boycott that, or are you gonna
no,
go see that?
No, I'm excited to see it. Yeah, right. I have a bunch of friends who already asked to go to the premiere of that. It's gonna be good.
It just makes me laugh.
Well, if you remember,
nobody remembers. All right,
I remember.
Just,
it was
oh, we're out of time.
About
all right,
18 years ago.
18 years.
Yeah. Was
18
up
years.
In the news.
Well, I mean, the idea that you practiced saying thank you so many
dude,
times.
This is my first interview ever.
We all are new. Every one of us started in radio at some point, and none of us practiced saying thank you 400 times.
This is true.
Hold on. All right, fine. You want to hear this dumb story again for the 100th time?
Yes, yeah.
I think I found the winner of this one right here.
Oh, that is it.
That's
cool.
Good.
That's
thanks
a good
again.
One. That's the best. Doesn't that's like matter. Real laid
you
back.
You captured a friendship hey. Vibe yeah. with that one.
Yeah.
What's the story now?
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Greg Proops is coming up at 8 o'clock, and we...
Speak for the win!
No, I was going to do it, but I'm not going to... 9:15 in the movie review. I'm such an a-hole.
Why do you do that?
Because I had other things to promote at the other parts of the hour, and I just thought,
it's
oh,
all
we
right.
should just win
we forgive
book.
You.
Do we? Vinny. The 2017 Mazda 3 named Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. Better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
Don't please. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
What's all up, right. everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by a surprise at 9:15.
That should be fun. Wonder what that could be.
Very exciting.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
I had something else to promote. I promoted something else at 7.
Movie review.
All right, all right. There's a dating app called Hater that matches people up by what they hate.
Oh. Okay.
Plenty of people find happiness, joy,
sure.
Pleasure. They find it disgusting.
Oh, like, I thought you meant they find happiness, pleasure, and joy in hating on something in particular.
Oh, well, that too. But that, yes, that's yeah. it.
That's
I
where
mean,
they find their joy.
They see someone who's just happy-go-lucky, and they're like, that person is just lame.
Right.
Pfft, smiling.
Well, it does get you off on the right foot of you'll know where you align with that person. And like the first thing I think of is, you know, the people who have run out of people who will listen to them complain about Donald Trump or complain about whoever. You've run out of people who will listen to you.
Right.
And you still want to do it. Mm-hmm. So you go to haters and you find other people who are like, right. I will totally bitch about whoever with you as long as you want. And we'll eat food and then we'll bone. Sounds like a dream, doesn't it?
On the first date.
Sure.
Hater just analyzed their data to figure out what people in every state hate the most about their state. So it's
in particular about their state.
Specific.
Okay. I'm going to guess California's. Can I guess California's?
Yes.
I'm going to say it's traffic.
It's fidget spinners are currently the most hated thing.
I didn't even think I've ever seen one in the real world.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't see them.
Your kids must have
missed that thing, right? I know Gretchen's kids had the fidget spinners, but I never...
She had them.
Yeah. She did, yeah.
That was the only one I ever saw in real life was that she brought it in and I tried it.
What is your state hates?
Fidget spinners.
Sand in Arizona, polo shirts in New Mexico, sleeping with the window open in Texas.
What?
Yeah.
That's what they hate. Well, somebody's got to hate everything, right? There's a hater out there for everything. Don't you want the window open?
Times Square for New York.
Oh, I've heard that.
Friendly reminder emails in Nebraska. They hate it.
Reminders of what?
I don't know, like, whatever.
Don't forget. I actually appreciate those.
You do?
I like to see a friendly reminder. If it's something I need to be reminded of. There's plenty of times where, you know, my calendar pops up a reminder. I go, oh, yeah, that. Thank you, whoever you are.
Long hair on guys in Iowa. Hate it.
Oh.
Trap music in Wisconsin. What is that?
It's one
trap
of those
music?
EDM things. It's like
it's very much like EDM.
But it's kind of like a rap.
Oh,
and EDM, isn't it?
There's rap in it, and it's like a remix version. It's super like heavy bass.
Dance beat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mississippi hates anal.
Are you sure about that?
They did. That's Mississippi has. You mean am I sure which state? I had to go through and check a few states, as the calendar didn't show them. I'm like, what is that one? Huh? Oh, all right. Missouri. Who knew? And Missouri, by the way, people who believe in aliens, they hate them.
Oh, well, I'm glad I got out of there. What about Massachusetts? What do they hate?
Let's see. Oh, that whole corner is just a disaster.
You can't. It's hard to see. I didn't realize
you had
to print
out. Eli Manning is the most hated.
Oh, they have, sure. Yeah. What about Pennsylvania? We both lived there for a little while.
People who use money clips.
That's the most hate. That's just so sad. What a random thing.
Well, what do you hate?
I don't know. I try not to hate anything, Vinny.
I think that what Hooman said is probably high on my list, or most people's list, is the driving thing in California is an absolute.
Well, we luckily have... you know what I hate is getting up at 4 in the morning.
Oh, see, I don't hate that. See,
yeah, I know you don't. Yeah. I hate going to bed at 7:30.
I don't hate that. I hate
polluters.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm
okay.
driving and I see someone do that flick out the window, I can't. I have to stop myself from doing something.
Yeah, you can't do anything about
it. I don't want to be the.
Want to ram them?
The flicking the brights guy. Like, what good is that? The guy's like, what are you
stop
doing?
Him, right.
right.
He might not. He's like a dog. He might not even put the two things together.
Right.
You know. So, but I hate that, polluters.
Yeah.
Or I'll see people at the beach who leave stuff behind and I just think, yeah, I'm going to get that for you.
I try
not. Because what else am I going to do?
Yeah, I mean.
This is my front yard. I come here every day. Of course I'm going to pick it up.
I don't want your big gulp cup sitting here.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
Adam West.
Yes.
And Liam Neeson all have something in common. Do you want to guess what it is?
Is it a girl? Is it some woman?
They weren't all in a Batman movie, were they?
Nope. Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, Adam West, and Liam Neeson were all offered the role of James Bond and turned it down.
Burt Reynolds.
Huh. Clint Eastwood. Even Liam Neeson. Who was the other one? Adam West.
West.
Those are all. I think those are all bad choices for Bond. They were offered it, huh?
And only one of them's British.
Right. Isn't Liam Neeson Irish?
Yeah.
Nobody knows what he is. It's just vaguely of the UK.
Diet Pepsi.
Yes.
Isn't vegan.
What?
But Pepsi won't say what animal ingredient it uses that keeps it from being vegan.
Horse hooves.
Horse
hooves? That's my guess, yeah. Horse hooves.
Their feet?
Yeah.
Horse feet are in Diet Pepsi?
They're in all kinds of crap.
Well, I know they're in gelatin.
I'm just guessing.
But that doesn't make sense.
Nah, it makes perfect sense. What else could it be?
I don't know, but can you...
It's going to be foot
honestly,
product.
It will be. Horse feet.
So is Diet Coke vegan?
It doesn't say. Oh. It's just...
Because I prefer that anyway.
Diet Coke?
Yeah. Over... I don't really care about vegan stuff, though.
You don't?
I'm sorry, vegans. Don't be mad at that. I know you're going to be mad at something.
So the rumor is that it's either a fish gelatin or a beef gelatin or a pork gelatin.
Like,
so it's some kind of...
Where's a fish gelatin come from?
Well, I don't... I'm just saying what the...
Those are the rumors.
Well, this is what vegan bloggers have investigated and come to the conclusion of.
Hey, at least Pepsi's telling you that it's not vegan, you know?
Sure. Well, why
because
would
you'd assume that that it was. It's just
absolutely.
Soda.
Absolutely.
So it's nice that they're at least saying, you know, we're not going to say what animal's in here, but vegans, no. Maybe they just hate vegans. Maybe there is nothing in there from animals, and they're just like,
screwing with
vegans.
Because that unhealthy look isn't bad enough.
Coke has revealed that they do have fish gelatin in theirs.
Oh, there's fish in my Diet Coke.
Huh. Yeah.
You're okay with that, though.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right.
I try not to drink a ton of soda anyway. When I was a kid, oh my God, it's all I wanted. I used to walk around with 2-liter bottles of Coke. Just like that.
Really?
Diet Coke. That would just bring it with me. That would be like my liquid for the day.
My boss in Oregon drank at least a 12 or a day of Pepsi or Coke or some
whatever
soda.
Whatever one it was.
Right. A day.
Yeah. It's no good.
And he wasn't even a fat dude.
All right.
Which was the really weird thing because that stuff seems to pack it on me. Just empty calories.
Yeah.
I have to stay away from it.
I had a friend, you know her husband. Oh, I'm sorry. You know her. It's Muffy. Her husband for years, like for his entire adult life, every single day, didn't drink coffee, drank Diet Coke. And drank
in the morning?
All day.
Oh, all day.
He drank, that's what he drank all day. And he was having some big health problems. And he was was not doing well. And he
Well, when you say big health problems,
like
do you mean gassy or
no,
do you mean
I
like...
I mean like serious, like they were, you know...
Hospital.
Right, like bad stuff was going on with him. And so among the things that the doctor recommended, he said, you've got to stop with the soda. And within like 2 months, the dude had dropped, from Diet Coke, had dropped like 40 pounds, turned this whole thing. So I don't know if it was that or not, but I mean, this is a guy who was dedicated, like your guy, like a 12er a day of Diet Coke. That's just what the guy drank all day, every day. And now it changed. Muffy, update me. She listens all the time, so maybe she can...
So I did some more research.
Oh, good.
Guinness beer also is not vegan.
Oh, what's in that?
So there's fish.
Wait, there's, fish are in everything, huh?
Yeah, there's some kind of fish.
Which is weird because fish can be really an offensive smell and flavor if it's not done right.
Sun-kissed.
Orange juice?
Sun-kissed orange soda.
Oh. Well, sodas, it sounds like they need some kind of a, you know, gelatin ingredient.
Tropicana, I guess orange juice, contains fish oil. And this is the grossest one of them all. Minute Maid's grapefruit drink has a dye that's made from an insect called cochineal.
Mm. What kind of insect?
It's a cochineal.
Well,
you hear him?
Well, what's a cochineal? Like, what kind of bug is it?
It's a cricket.
Oh. You just grind those up?
Yeah.
And it turns something red or something?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look at it.
What are you wetting?
Oh, this wow. Is it. That like looks gross.
It's look for at that food coloring.
Oh, it is? That's the color. They're getting it from the.
Yeah.
What drink is that in?
It looks like a maggot of
it. What was your question?
What drink is that in?
Oh, it's in some kind of grapefruit.
Can you turn
Minute
that towards
Maid.
Me again?
I'm trying to find,
yeah,
like,
find me
an actual.
That looked like a cluster of cochineals.
Yeah, it was. It was a cluster of them. They're all like combined. So this is a.
That's it alone?
Oh, yeah. God. It looks like a louse.
It's a stink bug.
Yeah. Looks like a beetle. Look at that bucket of them. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are.
That's in grapefruit juice, huh?
Well. Yeah. Yeah. Let me read Snopes' article here.
All right.
About cochineal.
Yeah, are let's hear what Snopes has to say. I trust Snopes.
This is from last week. Drunk people, you know, they make bad decisions.
I've heard.
Guy got pulled over in Louisiana on Sunday night for a DUI with a bunch of his drunk friends in the car. He was arrested, and the cops sent all his friends home in cabs. But about an hour later, one of them decided to go bail the guy out. So she drove to the police station to pick him up, and they recognized her and knew her to be drunk from the party vehicle that they had pulled over only an hour or two ago.
So she just went right home, got her car, and turned around.
Yeah. So she was arrested for drunk driving, too.
Drunks. They're dummies.
So,
come on, Adele.
Back to cochineal. Yeah, it's true. It's this insect that comes from South America, and not only is it used to make the red dye in juices, that's why you get that bright popping red, but it's also for clothing, too. So your clothes aren't vegan either, everybody.
Well, listen, your clothing dye is one thing, but to grind up bugs for their color and then put them in your food is...
Just look out for cochineal.
It's kind of gross. Although, you know, it hasn't killed you yet.
I'm going to put this article on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
You and your it hasn't killed me yet. That's not good enough.
It
really isn't. That's like, I mean, that's what would keep someone smoking cigarettes. It hasn't killed me yet. Well, that doesn't mean it's not going to.
Well, they're just a dye.
It's drinking and driving hasn't killed me yet.
Right.
It's not the same as that. Those are things that have demonstrated health negatives.
Well, this has...
No, it doesn't. There's no demonstrated health negative to grinding up these bugs and dyeing your...
Yeah, well, but you were doing it unknowingly, and now you're doing it with knowledge that there's bugs in your stuff.
I have to just go back to... I have to revert back to not knowing and never think about the cochineal. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what it's called.
It's called cochineal.
I'm going to forget about that and just eat.
We'll remind you every day.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Write that down. Our text number is 530 says, please play Human saying thank you repeatedly more often. That is hilarious.
I love that.
Please don't play it, and please go to the next text. And
for the record, that's not like on a repeat. That is the...
You don't need to say it for the...
No, he did
minutes,
like 1,000 thank yous.
3 minutes straight of
practices.
Him.
I wonder how many exactly.
We should count them up.
Do you? Do you wonder?
Yes, I do.
I'm wondering now, too. That's an excellent wondering.
Human, count your...
That would be a great trivia question. How many times did Human practice saying, thank you, Forest?
Right.
Is it a great trivia
question? It's a great trivia
absolutely.
Question. Well, it would be a good like tiebreaker, you know? Like for something, a numerical tiebreaker.
Let's
like,
do that.
I'm going to say it's...
Well, you don't do trivia anymore. So
I'm
going to
say
matter.
It's 40 times.
That's true.
I think there's 40 different versions on there.
I'm going 43.
43? All right.
I say 37.
Okay. Human, you want to make a guess?
3.
Did you just crunch a nut?
Trying to distract dummies from talking about it.
Sarah, did you catch any regional Pokemon when you were in Europe?
I certainly did.
Oh,
you
did?
I got the coveted Mr. Mime, which is not available in the States.
Wow.
But is everywhere.
How much did that bump you up?
It's just, I just added that to my Pokedex.
But you're not at 37 now.
Oh, no, no.
Jesus.
What did you catch? What's it called?
The Mr. Mime Pokemon.
Oh.
It's killer, dude. I caught like 20 of them too. They're everywhere. They're like as common as Eevees.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a clown.
Yeah, it's like a clown mime. It's
show,
awesome.
Show Vinny that picture, Brent.
Do you still just throw the ball at them?
Mm-hmm. You have to, sometimes we call it cocktailing them. You have certain berries that can make them easier to catch. You have to know which ones work for which Pokemon.
Oh.
There's different balls.
So there's
some
a better
catch
recipe.
Rate. There is.
Yep. Mr. Mime.
Oh, is that the Mr. Mime?
That's the guy?
There he is. Oh, here, though. Let me show you his moves.
You've gotten really good.
Well, I haven't really.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Sarah
is really good at Pokemon, everyone.
Thank you.
She's bowing.
Thank you. Thank
Great
you very
job.
Much. I'm a high-level trainer.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. Thank you!
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.